Greetings! Greetings to you all in the name of the Most High. I greet you, one and all. Amidst all that's taking place around us on the earth, such a time as this in the earth. The earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof. When I speak of the Lord, I'm speaking of the Most High, not substitutes, not things that try to usurp. When I speak of God, big G, I'm speaking of the source of all things, the one from whom all things come and originate, all right? Because I need to clarify, because there's plenty of things out there in the Orwellian world in which we live that seek to usurp the truth, seek to try to substitute themselves in for that which is real. So that's a classic tactic among people that do marketing and advertising. You find something that people ascribe value to, importance to, and you associate yourself with that, and then you try to substitute yourself for that. So now you love your family, and now you love your car, right? Very powerful. If you can give it the same level of emotion and feeling towards a physical object, you know, it's so there's constantly the desire to usurp and to insert falsehoods and falsities into that which is the real. So, you know, the planet that we're on, the place that we're in, there, we're surrounded by a ton of counterfeits. You know, I mean, even we ourselves are, we come in here from somewhere else. You know, the scriptures say you're seated in heavenly places. Okay, how can you be seated in heavenly places, present tense, and be here? Well, you know, not you will be seated in heavenly places, not you were seated in heavenly places. You know, we are seated in heavenly places. Okay, that means right now. So right now, here, that establishes a few things. We're multidimensional beings. We exist simultaneously in different places, different thought constructs, different experiences, all of that, right? So we understand that. And just from our own experience, from our own life journey and lessons, one thing that we recognize is the fact that there's souls that came into this dimension, into this paradigm, into this sensory construct that are no longer here. And you and I came in here, and then at some point we won't be here anymore either. So we come into this place too for a window and a time and a season. And the world tries to get you to do everything to make this the illusion, the castle you're building on the seashore, the most important thing there is. When in reality, this whole thing is a temporal and temporary experience. But it is an experience that we're all having. And there is a reason and a purpose for it. And we have all come into it. Whether it was by design, whether it was on purpose, whether you volunteered to come here, whether you were forced to come here, or whether you were tricked into coming here, whatever it may be, you're here. Okay? And there's a reason for it. Now, these are the kind of questions you want to answer for yourself. Earlier on in life, the better. Why? Because you answer these questions earlier, and you have far more of the rest of your experience here that you can be living things out in that which is real and that which is important and that which is true, rather than in the illusion. You know, I drove by a cemetery recently, and I just was wondering, has anybody got a tombstone in there that says, you know, I wish I spent more time at the office? You know, I wish I didn't spend so much time with my family. your actions are a better reflection of what you truly believe. Because we act in line with our beliefs. People talk a good game, everybody. People talk a great game. But when it comes down to it, actions will show what you truly believe. What you do is a reflection of what you truly believe within. You act in accordance with your belief. And that's why also we have an emphasis here on taking action, on doing that which is in line with your belief. Listen, even being a passive observer of things, or just somebody that accepts the public narrative and the mainstream narrative, even that is an action. And even that will result in a set of consequences, good or bad, a set of reality that will be shaped in and around your experience here, the kind of things that will happen and take place in your life and in your world based on those actions, or inactions, which is actions. See, you're always taking an action. Even an inaction is an action in and of itself. You're always taking an action. You're always doing something. You understand? So, be mindful of that. Let the things that you do be in line with who you truly are. If you truly believe something, take a step of faith in that direction. Okay, if you believe that you can go anywhere in this world and things will unfold positively, you will meet good people, you will be able to link up with others that are also on a similar track, and you'll be able to do incredible, great, wonderful, amazing exploits, just things beyond your imagination, you will go. And if you don't believe that, if you believe that the world is a big, bad, scary place, where there's a bunch of monsters waiting just around the corner to come get you, and the only safe place in the world is inside your tiny four walls, then you will stay inside your tiny four walls. In both cases, you're going to find what you're looking for. You're going to find the fulfillment of your expectation, and the actions that you take will also bring and result in that. You know, I just remembering back at a long time ago, when I was younger, I was taking some Aikido classes, and I remember the guy who was teaching, and he was just talking about, you know, people walking down the street, and he said, you know, the guy that's walking down the street, and you know, he's got his head up, his shoulders back, that's not the guy that these guys were looking to jump. You know, they wait for the one that's hunched over and apologizing to be there, and just kind of, you know, drawing that, expecting and drawing that kind of expectation of some sort of negative encounter towards himself. And you know, that is the case. You know, the worlders look for, what do they look for? They look for a soft target. They don't go for a hard target. They don't go out there trying. They look for, because they're cowards. They look for easy targets. So, When you know who you are and you walk in that, you're going to see a lot of other things shift and change, but you, around you, positively, in a good way. You have no reason to apologize for who you are. On the contrary, everything in this reality needs you to be exactly who you are in the fullness of that expression, so that things in this life and in this world can happen in the way that they need to happen. The world does not have what's necessary that would come in and through you without you being the fullest expression of who you truly are. It doesn't need a clone. And it doesn't need a mind control bot. It doesn't need somebody that just repeats the popular narrative. It needs people that can think for themselves, that have it within them. Can you look at a situation and come to your own conclusion on it? Or does somebody have to tell you what to think about it? Is your life shaped by a bunch of cliches? Guy, you know, I'm really, you know, as time goes on, I don't like the cliches. They're mental laziness. And they're easy ways for people to be conformed and for people to conform. You know, conformity is comfortable. Conformity lets you know where you belong. It lets you know what belongs and lets you know what doesn't belong. So, in the world of so many different things coming up now, coming to a head, the likelihood of not just a world of Maya, which is the world of illusion, which has been discussed extensively in the past through many different disciplines, but not just Plato's cave and all of that, but that this is this world being a simulation is fascinating. Now, what do you do if you know what this is? How do you relate to it? How do you live your life? How do you conduct yourself in the time that you have? Well, scriptures say my people perish for lack of knowledge, right? Well, if you have knowledge and you have application, does that mean you don't perish? You know, a lot of people are being crushed, dying in and within themselves in all that's going on because they don't know. When you know, listen, knowledge is power. Incredible power. That's why they try to keep people stupid. That's why when you go to school, they don't really teach you anything. You know, the only thing you get out of a 4-year degree is to be able to show somebody, if you need me to learn something, I can learn it. And I can stick around for a while to do it. That's about it. There's so many things that, you know, I mean, I did a master's. There's so many things that would have been far more valuable life skill-wise to have learned and been taught in a structured setting. But that wasn't the case. It wasn't the case. Because they train you to be a cog in the wheel. They don't train you to come off of the wheel. They say that again. They train you to become a cog in the wheel. They don't train you to come off of the wheel. They train you to go around and around in the Mobius loop like a battery. Energy contained and siphoned off of. They trained you to go around and around in the Mobius loop, not to level up, frequency up, and to come out of that loop and into growth, into expansion, into who you are. They don't train you to pattern break. And in so doing, all of a sudden, all the AIs get scrambled. All of the predictions go out the window. Listen, if there is no pattern break, everything is predictable. If the patterns remain, you know exactly what's going to happen and when it's going to happen, right? That makes sense. It's not too complicated. So, for that which is inside the matrix, it is predictable and it's controllable. And for that which is alive and living and real, the goal is to harvest and harness that by the matrix, but also that is the place where the X factor comes in. That is the place where things are now unknowns. And the bots, the system scrambles to try to bring together another data set in order to figure out what are you going to do. I don't know if you guys know this, but you can, I think you can look it up, but say if you use something like Google Maps, you can see where all your trips were for the last however far back you want to look. Weeks, months, years, everywhere that you went, and this thing was gathering data on you. You can go back and look. You know, I don't know if people realize how much, you know, back to again actions showing, actions revealing far more about what you do and what you believe, well, what you believe and what's important to you and who you are and what you're about than actually what you say. So let's just use your geolocation just for a minute. Okay, you can see what your patterns are on a day-to-day basis. You can see what is important to you as far as where you spend your time. You can see on a Friday night, do you go and do you do a bar crawl, and are you hopping from place to place and getting blitzed? You know, did you, you know, who else is sharing that geolocation with you? Somebody from the office? Were you in the same place overnight? You know, people wonder. Listen, there's so much that they can tell about you by where you go and who you're with, who else you're with. What's the proximity to them? How long were you in the same place with them? What else gets pinged afterwards? All these algorithms built around it. Dragnet surveillance. They gather everything all the time. And then, if and when you become a person of interest, then, boop, they pull up everything they can on you, and they run it through to find out. Okay, so my brother Patrick, brother from another mother, my brother Patrick, he and I talk, if not every day, every other day. You know, a quick analysis of that, you don't have to listen to our conversations, but you can tell you can tell how close he is to me by just the fact that we talk so much. So, there's a lot that people can tell about other people by just simple information if you know how to put it together. So, you know, just be mindful of that with all of the apps and all the devices. I mean, we're kind of already in a huge global surveillance state enforced in the West by corporatocracy and in the East by kind of velvet glove, iron fist inside military dictatorships and oligarchies. But by and large, the tech has been used to harvest and to control the people. And at some point, it would be amazing if all of that stuff was turned around and if the people themselves were just free and expansive so that they could grow and do and be what they were made to be. You know, resource so that they could, so that they weren't stressed about the things that don't matter. Anyways. You know, this, it all can be done, but somewhere along the way, humanity has to also understand for themselves what's within them and move in that. As long as we don't move in our own power, that power is going to be usurped from us by those that know who we are and what we're worth and how to access and draw it out. They will be the ones to tap into, use and abuse humanity's power while we go around and around on the hamster wheel for little bits of paper, small pieces of recognition, and even today, just likes, thumbs ups, hearts. I mean, it's gotten to that point. So, that which is real, that which is true, you don't need any external validation. There's power that comes from within by being who you are within and walking that out without. Your experience in all that's going on around you can be your own personal experience. And it can be incredible. And this is the thing I want to emphasize right now. Regardless of what's going on in the larger backdrop of the world, you can have your own personal experience based on your position within the fullness of your being. Mentally, spiritually, physically, all the different pieces, different aspects of who you are, the fullness of your being, the position that you're in, will affect the experience that you have. And I was talking a little bit about this on a show recently, year one, day one show with Zeph and the crew there. But I talked about if somebody's surfing a wave, you know, that wave, you can have a lot of different people experiencing that exact same wave in a lot of different ways. The guy surfing it is having one experience, and he's right in it, having an amazing time. The guy that's inside the crashing set, who's not got out of the way, he's just being smashed and driven underwater. The guy that's beyond the point break, he's just bobbing around, but he's missing everything. Then there's a guy that's on the side of the beach watching all the action. It's beautiful. It's just like watching a moving painting unfold. And then you got the guy watching from a drone up in the sky, seeing a totally different view of this exact same set of experiences. They're all depending on where you are and that moment. The moment's still the moment. But where are you in the moment? Let me say that again. The moment is still the moment. But where are you in the moment? Because if you are in the right place in the moment, and maybe I should just throw out even those terminologies of right and wrong in this regard. But you can be having some very different experiences in the exact same moment. So if you want it to be different, then let it be different. Change it up. Switch things up. Listen, if you don't like your friends, change your friends. If you don't like your circles, change your circles. If you don't like the work you're doing, change the work you're doing. If you want things to be different, let them be different. Take a step. Do something different. Pattern break. Shift things up. Use the frequencies. Use them. They're powerful. They cause disruption for the droning 440 hertz coming at the people all the time to reinforce the loop. 369. All the derivatives. Powerful, all of this stuff. Walk in connection, walk in relationship, be what you're made to be. You know, amazing things are on the horizon, but don't get caught up in the events. The events are just manifestations inside of a simulation, nonetheless, a simulacra. Zeph would call it a sensory construct. I've heard so many different people refer to the same thing in different ways, but I appreciate all of them because each person has a contribution and each person has something that they add to the understanding and the mix. Listen, this is an amazing time for you, for the people of truth, for the people that walk out that which is real and true in this life and in this experience. Don't worry, all right? You don't need to worry. Be at peace. Bless and help one another. Change it up. This is a good time. It's a good time for you. And it's going to be an amazing time for all of us. Alright, well with that, just want to say bless you guys. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. You can always say hi to us there. And yeah, we'll catch up with you again soon. Alright, bless you. Talk to you later. Bye.